Stop waiting for the perfect moment. There isn't one. Life is happening right now. In this breath, in this second, if you can't find happiness here, you won't find it anywhere else. We spend years chasing a future version of joy, a day when everything will be right, the bills will be paid, the stress will be gone, and the stars will finally align. But that day never comes. The only time you can own is now. If you don't learn to enjoy this moment, you'll blink, and your life will be gone, spent waiting for a happiness that was always within reach. So laugh at something silly. Smile at the little wins. Breathe and be grateful you're alive, because one day you'll wish you had lived more instead of waiting for life to start. Life doesn't knock politely on your door and say, "I'm ready now, you may begin." It flows, it moves, it changes, whether you are ready or not. Every sunrise is a reminder that you don't get yesterday back. Every heartbeat is a reminder that you're not promised tomorrow. Yet too many of us act like life is a rehearsal, as if the real show starts later. We keep telling ourselves, "When I have more money, I'll enjoy myself. When I have more time, I'll slow down. When things calm down, I'll be happy." Things never calm down. You just get older, and one day you'll realize the seasons passed, the people you love aged, and the moments you could have cherished slipped away while you were waiting for someday. That someday is a thief. It steals today right out of your hands. If you look closely, happiness isn't some grand event that comes wrapped in gold. It's in the way sunlight spills across your table in the morning. It's in the way a friend laughs at your joke. It's in the quiet satisfaction of finishing something you started. It's in the food on your plate, the roof over your head, the air in your lungs. But we overlook it. We think life is measured only by the big things, the promotions, the achievements, the milestones. And while those moments are beautiful, they are rare. If you depend on them for your joy, you'll be happy only a few times in your entire life. You must learn to make peace with the ordinary days, to see magic in the small moments. Because when you do, your life stops feeling like a constant chase and starts feeling like a blessing. Think about this. What if today is as good as it gets? Not because things won't get better, but because this moment has a kind of beauty you will never get back once it's gone. When you were a child, you didn't wait for a perfect reason to be happy. You found joy in a puddle, in a butterfly, in a game you made up on the spot. That ability to be present is still inside you. It's just been buried under layers of worry, ambition, and noise. And the danger is, if you keep waiting for your life to be perfect before you enjoy it, you will spend your entire existence waiting. So, maybe the secret isn't to wait for a better moment. Maybe the secret is to see that this is the better moment. Right now, this breath, this heartbeat, this day, is your chance to live. And if you miss it, you don't get a replay. The myth of someday. We've all whispered it to ourselves at some point. Someday I'll slow down. Someday I'll enjoy life. Someday I'll finally be happy. But that someday is a ghost. It lives just out of reach, always waiting for the next achievement, the next paycheck, the next season of life to arrive. And as you keep chasing it, your days silently slip away. The problem is, life is not stored up in the future, it's lived in the present. You can't put happiness in a savings account and withdraw it later. Every single moment you postpone joy, you're robbing yourself of the only real wealth you will ever have, time. Think about it. There are people who once had dreams of seeing another sunrise, who would give anything for the simple privilege of this day you're living right now. Yet here you are, breathing, able to walk, think, and choose. That is a treasure beyond all the riches you can hold in your hands. The truth is, joy isn't hiding in some far-off destination. It's scattered everywhere in your path. The smell of fresh rain, the laughter of a child, the quiet of the early morning before the world wakes up. But if you're too busy rushing towards someday, you'll miss them. When you realize that happiness is a decision you make in the middle of imperfect circumstances, you stop living for the weekend, for the promotion, for the next break in the clouds. You start living now, and the sooner you embrace this, the more life you'll truly live. The power of presence. Presence is more than just being here. It's fully arriving in the moment, mind, body, and spirit. Too many people are physically present but mentally scattered, replaying yesterday's regrets or fast-forwarding into tomorrow's worries. That's why they feel disconnected, restless, and unsatisfied, even when life seems fine. The extraordinary thing about presence is that it transforms even the most ordinary moments into something meaningful. When you eat, truly taste your food instead of scrolling on your phone. When you talk to someone, look into their eyes and actually listen, not just wait for your turn to speak. When you walk outside, notice the way the wind moves, the way light shifts through the trees. Presence slows life down, not because time changes, but because you start seeing it. The days no longer blur together because you're capturing the details most people overlook. And those details? They're the threads that make up the fabric of your life. People often chase big moments thinking that's where life happens, weddings, promotions, vacations. But in truth, your life is mostly made up of small, repeated moments. If you're absent for those, you've missed the bulk of your existence. Being present is also what allows gratitude to grow. You can't be thankful for what you never notice. And gratitude, in turn, fuels happiness, making your life richer without a single external change. You don't have to meditate for hours or live in a cabin in the woods to practice presence. You just have to stop treating the moment you're in as a stepping stone to the next one. This moment is the destination. This is it. Rewriting your definition of enough. One of the fastest ways to trap yourself in an ordinary life is to borrow someone else's definition of success. Most people never stop to ask themselves what enough actually looks like for them, so they chase endlessly, piling on more and more without ever feeling fulfilled. You see it everywhere. People upgrade houses, cars, and wardrobes, thinking the next thing will finally make them feel complete. But if your definition of enough keeps moving, you're not chasing success. You're running on a treadmill of emptiness. Extraordinary people are clear about their personal enough. That doesn't mean they settle for mediocrity. It means they have a compass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They know when they've crossed from growth into greed, from ambition into addiction. They understand that more isn't always better if it costs them peace, health, or relationships. Rewriting your definition of enough starts with asking, what would my life look like if I stopped trying to impress anyone? If social media didn't exist, what would I still care about achieving? What am I willing to sacrifice, and what am I not willing to sacrifice for my goals? Once you're honest about these answers, you stop chasing for the sake of chasing. You stop living in constant comparison mode. You begin to create a life that's deeply aligned with your values instead of one that's just a mirror of society's noisy demands. When you live from a place of enough, you actually achieve more. Not because you're desperate, but because you're focused. You're no longer wasting your energy chasing approval or meaningless upgrades. Instead, every move you make is intentional, rooted in clarity, and aimed at building something that lasts. The courage to stand alone. Separating yourself from the ordinary often means walking a road where the crowd won't follow, and that's exactly why most people never do it. It's lonely. Human nature craves belonging, but belonging often comes at the cost of blending in. If you want to rise above, you have to develop the courage to stand apart. The world loves conformity. When you challenge norms, question traditions, or reject how things have always been done, you'll make people uncomfortable. Some will quietly distance themselves, others will criticize you openly, and if you're not prepared for that, you'll be tempted to shrink back into the safety of the ordinary. The extraordinary learn to be okay with solitude. They understand that silence is not absence. It's space. Space to think clearly, to plan strategically, to grow without interference. They don't need the constant approval of the crowd because they've built an internal compass that guides their steps. Standing alone doesn't mean you cut everyone off. It means you're selective about whose voices you allow in your head. You choose mentors over cheerleaders, truth tellers over comforters, and people who challenge you over those who simply agree. At first, walking alone feels like a loss, but over time, you realize it's actually freedom. No more bending your dreams to fit someone else's comfort zone. No more watering yourself down to avoid standing out. When you're willing to stand alone, you position yourself to lead, to innovate, and to set a standard others will eventually follow. The question is, will you be brave enough to walk forward when there's no applause? That's the true test of whether you're ready to leave the ordinary behind. Ruthless standards for yourself. The gap between ordinary and extraordinary is discipline, not talent, not luck. Discipline. And discipline is built on the standards you set for yourself when no one is watching. Most people live by the standards the world hands them. Minimum effort for a minimum reward. They're content to do enough to get by. But when you decide to separate yourself from the ordinary, good enough is no longer enough. You hold yourself to a standard so high that the average person thinks you're obsessed. You become your own toughest critic, not in a self-hating way, but in a self-respecting way. If you deliver something, it's not just done, it's done with excellence. If you promise yourself to wake up early, you're up before the alarm. If you commit to learning a skill, you master it, not just dabble in it. These ruthless standards are uncomfortable, yes. But they're also liberating. They eliminate the mental clutter of indecision. There's no debate about whether to work hard today. You simply do it because it's who you are. Ordinary people negotiate with their goals. Extraordinary people execute without bargaining. At first, these high standards will make people think you're overdoing it. They'll roll their eyes, call you too intense, or suggest you relax a little. But over time, the very same people will ask, "How did you get there?" Your standards will quietly become your separation. They will be the invisible line between those who talk about success and those who live it. And the moment you decide that your bare minimum will be higher than most people's best, you've already left the ordinary behind. Master the power of focus. The ordinary mind is scattered. It chases a dozen ideas, starts 100 projects, and finishes none. The extraordinary mind, on the other hand, is like a laser. It burns through distractions and channels all its energy into what truly matters. Focus is a superpower in a world addicted to noise. The ability to block out irrelevant opinions, pointless gossip, endless scrolling, and meaningless busyness will instantly set you apart. Most people think they're working hard, but they're just busy. Busy is the mask, focused is the truth. When you master focus, you don't just work, you direct your work toward an exact outcome. Every action has a purpose. Every hour is allocated intentionally. Every decision is filtered through a simple question: does this move me closer to my goal, or is it a distraction? Focus will cost you. You'll lose people who demand your attention for trivial matters. You'll give up short-term pleasures for long-term gain. You'll feel isolated at times because the world doesn't reward deep concentration. It rewards the loud, the constant, the reactive. But in the silence of focused work, you'll build results so undeniable they can't be ignored. Extraordinary people don't try to do everything. They do the right things without compromise. They're not interested in winning every battle, just the ones that matter. And while the ordinary scatter their energy like confetti, the extraordinary conserve theirs like gold. Mastering focus isn't about working harder than everyone else. It's about working clearer than everyone else. When your eyes are locked on the prize and your mind is free from clutter, you don't just move forward. You sprint past the crowd that's still wandering in circles. So, separating yourself from the ordinary isn't about some overnight transformation or a single big win. It's about the daily choices you make, the discipline you keep, and the standards you refuse to lower. It's about daring to think bigger, work deeper, and push further than the crowd ever will. Ordinary people settle for what's easy. Extraordinary people demand what's possible. If you've been listening closely, you already know the truth. You can't keep doing what everyone else is doing and expect a life that looks any different from theirs. The world will try to pull you back into comfort, into sameness, into mediocrity, but you don't have to accept that. You can stand taller, work smarter, and live with purpose. So, from this moment, stop blending in. Stop living at half speed. Step into your own lane, set your own pace, and let your results speak louder than any words could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.